This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, the Monday edition. We are ready to go, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. I'll tell you what, if you're hungry, lunch specials, they always got that 4 for $4 deal going where you get a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, and a couple of cookies for $4 all day, every day. But then made from scratch, homemade cooking, homemade, that's all I'm saying, at every location. Beef tips and gravy and scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City today for lunch. Tater Tot Hot Dish up in Harwood, in and around the Fargo area. 12th Avenue's got cheese enchiladas. West Fargo's gone Maine, got vegetable beef hot dish, and they're doing Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue. And in Glendon, Minnesota, if you're heading to Minnesota Lakes Country, cream chip beef for lunch. A little cream chip beef, that brings back some memories of Mom. And I don't know, I'd have to rival, have to do a pretty good cream chip beef to beat my mom's, which was fabulous, but... You'll find it at all PetroServe USA locations, helping America fuel better. It's PetroServe USA. It's What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken, guest hosting for Scott Henin today.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin. The number is to call 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text at 701-237-1590. Before we go to our guest, I'm just going to wrap up with a couple of things. We had one email that came in from Muff. Pat, agree with you 100%. I voted for Trump and will again. The USA has never been as good since Reagan as it was under Trump. He was abrasive, aggressive, tough. Absolutely. That's why we voted for him. Should he have tweeted less and toned down some of his tweets? Did Biden win? Yes. Agree with all that. And then we can talk about social media on top of that. Also, another couple of texts that we got. Preaching against conservatives definitely not our way through this cultural war. I appreciate that concept, but I will tell you this. If we get tied up in this discussion and not pay attention to the cultural war that's going on around us and the war for the soul of this country, we're going to wake up someday and this country is going to be a socialist nation. And we've got to pay attention to the things that matter and the things that are true and not get caught up, because the Democrats, the socialists, the liberals, and our adversaries abroad all are helped by us doing this. And Ryan Zinke said it best. Too often Republicans and conservatives form, circle the wagons, and then we end up shooting inside the circle. That's what's going on here. We need to focus on the people outside the circled wagons and take that on if we hope to save this country. And by the way, Secretary Zinke said it. If we get our act together, we can fix this country. We can stop the tidal wave of socialism coming our way. Anyway, sorry, I had to do that before we moved on, Mike. Our guest this hour is Representative Mike Nathy out of Bismarck. Obviously, one of the hot things going on at the state level is the redistricting that's going on. In fact, you guys have been at this some time, and now kind of coming to the end of it. You're going to be voting on it, and this moves to the special session. Can you, before we get into some of the questions and some of the issues that you guys have been addressing, can you talk a little bit about kind of what this is, what this process is?
Well, good morning, Pat, and thanks for having me here today. So, as you know, every 10 years there's a census recount, and with that we have to do redistrict. We have to look at the legislative lines within the state. I happened to be on this committee 10 years ago and have a little bit of experience with this. 10 years ago, we received the numbers early. I think it was that spring, that of May of 2011. We had all fall to work on it and had a plan ready to go last November and drew the districts as we see them today. Fast forward 10 years, because of the pandemic, we didn't get the census numbers until, quite frankly, to about the middle of August. We were under a real time crunch because we want to get this done for the special session in November because we have to approve the plan. So we've been meeting almost weekly, and for the last 3 weeks, we're meeting twice a week and working on this. It is a tough go for a lot of different reasons. 10 years ago, the same problem we have this time around is in Northeast North Dakota. The population was low and still is, and it's hard to draw a map when you have to hit your numbers. 10 years ago was 14,310 people we had to have per district. Because of the growth, the great growth that we've experienced here now in North Dakota, it's 16,575 people. So the districts are getting bigger with more people, but that also makes it a much more of a challenge to draw these districts. So we got a lot of input from the citizens of North Dakota. We talked to the tribal nations and their situations, and I think we were able to come up with a pretty good plan.
So my question to you is that, you know, as you draw these districts, is there some attention paid to respecting the last vote and the current incumbents in those, or is that just not possible with this? I mean, there's going to be a lot of churn as this plan rolls out about people that are affected or people that have new territories or lost territories. All those things will happen over, like they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Right.
But do you guys pay attention to, because obviously the people in office today were duly elected. No fraud included. Duly elected people in those legislative districts. How do you approach that whole thing?
Well, we do. The question is yes and no. So we are bound to the guidelines of the Voters' Rights Act. The Voters' Rights Act asks us to make these districts and keep the counties whole as much as we can. Keep in mind the incumbents. That is not a number one priority. It's just one of the many, many qualifications that we take a look at. So there are parts of the state where we're able to draw a district and keep all the counties whole. And there's some parts of the state we just can't do that. It just doesn't work. So it gives us the flexibility to maybe divide a county up to help make up that district. So to answer your question, it's a yes and no. It just depends on the situation. It depends how we can get the map drawn up correctly.
So the question, as a follow-up to that, then, is what happens to the legislators? Do they all just continue to serve in their natural rotation, the typical rotation, or are some forced to run early? And if so, what's that guideline?
Most legislators in the even-numbered districts will not have to run again. There's five even-numbered districts because of what we did. We'll have to run again. They just won last year, and they will have to run in the upcoming cycle because their district was changed by more than 25% of the population. So that is a trigger. So we have at least five of those districts, the even-numbered districts. We'll have to join all the odd districts that are up next time around.
And then they're up for what? They're elected for 2 years?
2 years, and then they got to do it again. So some of these incumbents may have to run three times in a row. And it happened 10 years ago too. It's just the way it works out. We have some incumbents that were put into another district that did not meet that 25% threshold, and that person will be gone. It'll be the two sitting legislators are in there right now. Will be the two legislators, say on the House side, and that third House guy that may have been put in there will be out.
Because you're adding somebody from a different district into an established district.
Correct. Yep.
So what are some of the examples of where these things are happening?
Well, it's happened a couple of different places. There's out in the southeast part of the state, there was District 26, which reached into Richland, Sargent, and Ransom. And it all starts with Ransom. Richland County meets the federal the Voter Rights Act of as far as being its own district. That county is almost perfect. It's 0.12 from the deviation. It's probably the closest one we have statewide. So that in and of itself is a district. So what that did is blow up District 26 with the two representatives and the senators. I understand one rep and one senator lives in Richland. The other House rep lives, I think, in Ransom. So the way we drew the map, now that representative will be put in District 24. And there's already two sitting incumbents there already. So that's an example of one legislator that will be out as a result of this point.
Yeah, so for them to get back in the legislature, they'll have to run in the next election.
Exactly.
But there's no runoff in the meantime.
We have another situation in District 6 where we have a senator from District 8 was put into District 6, and it's the exact same example. There's a senator up there, and so if he decides to run, he'll have to wait till next cycle.
Because he's just, if you're, so how do you determine, I mean, is it just the fact that it's that number? I mean, obviously you're combining districts. Is that decided by the majority of where the people are, or is there, what's that line where you decide, well, you're out, but these other two are in? I get that it's, you know, District 6 had people and now you've got somebody from 8 coming in, but that seems arbitrary if it's just the number. Is that because the majority of District 6 is still the original District 6?
Correct, because it did not grow by more than 25%, which means that equates to a little over 4,100 people. So they did not have an additional 4,100 people in that district.
So if it had been absorbed the other way around, the District 8 people would have been maintained.
Correct.
And then the District 6.
Correct.
So it's just how the cards fall.
Yep.
And whoever's got the majority of that new district.
Correct.
Because District 6 will be a new district.
Absolutely.
In terms of its composition, it's just relatively the same geography.
Yeah, but it reaches from the Canadian border all the way down to Wilton. I mean, so it's a lot longer now, right? So it's a lot bigger. And, you know, during the redistricting committee, there was two really big plans that kind of really set the tone for which way we're going to go. There was one plan that really worked on keeping all the districts whole out east. There was another plan that did some of that, but then also divvied up some of the counties. But at the end of the day, the plan that held most of the counties whole passed, and it kind of dictated what we did out west.
Well, in the end, I looked at some of the plans online, and there were a ton of different plans, and to get to some resolution of that had to have been somewhat of a monumental outcome, especially because there's winners and losers in it, and mostly because this is a Republican legislature, the Republicans were the losers. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back more on the topic of redistricting with our guest, Mike Nathy, after the break.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Got it. And you're listening. By the way, great bumper music today.
Jeez.
This is rocking out today. I like the bumper music a lot today, guys. Just want to say that, right?
You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Some people would rather hear the bumper music than the host.
Oh, well, that's always the case when I'm filling in for Scotty.
Whether I'm poking the bear or not, that's always the case. It's the B-Squad. Anyway, rest of the story is you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. And our guest is Representative Mike Nathy. We're talking about the redistricting going on. And obviously, this has some fairly profound impacts on a lot of folks across North Dakota, whether they've realized it or not. And it's a challenge, especially with our growth in population, because it really meant a lot of line redrawing. You know, stability is nice, and if you just want status quo, this really opens up the door and exposes people to new candidates, new elections, those kinds of things. Let's talk about a couple areas in our last few minutes. I think we've got about 8 minutes here. Let's start with the rural. The hard part in all of this is, of course, as North Dakota has grown over the last 50 years, there has been this shift in power from the rural districts to the urban districts, urban by North Dakota standards. You know, we're all pretty rural here, but the reality is that that has come with a couple of things. One, loss of representation in the legislature, but even more so, just the enormity of those districts. Some of the districts before reapportionment, redistricting, were as big as Rhode Island. You know, so it gives you an idea of what some of these voters and what some of the legislators deal with. Tell me a little bit about how you guys address that. And obviously, in the end, you got to have 17,000 people in a district, no matter how big it gets. But tell me a little bit about the view of that.
Well, it is a big challenge. And, you know, we're very aware of how big these districts are and the shape, quite frankly, because I went to a seminar out in Salt Lake City in July with some other legislators in regards to this. And shape and size and everything is a big factor. So the committee is very aware of how big these districts are. We don't want them to be as big as Rhode Island. We want them to try to get them condensed down as much as we can. And it is a huge challenge out in the rural area. But you know, Pat, it's strictly a numbers game, a strictly headcount. I've always said the numbers will take us where we're going. It's just a matter of what we do when we get there. And it's especially in the rural area. So I've heard people say, well, we'd like to see more rural districts added. Well, if you add more say we go from 47 districts to 52 or whatever, what that does is bring that median number of 16.5 down, say down to 13,000. Well, now all of a sudden you're going to have to it actually works better for the urban, because now you're going to have to put more districts in the bigger cities, because now they're all vastly over that number. So
why not incorporate places like Watford City or Williston or Dickinson into some of those those rural districts so that you can shrink the geography of that?
Well, I think we actually have done that. You know, District 39 is a perfect example. The current 39, which goes from the South Dakota border all the way up to Watford, up in that area, according to the plan now, we've actually kind of cut that in half because of all the tremendous population growth that we've had out there, especially up in the Northwest Territory, up part of the state up by Wilson, two new districts, and I think they're actually smaller, too, because there are people up there. Where we run into the problem is in the northeast part of the state. You'll see, you take a look at the map, some of the districts are quite big, and then down in the southwest a little bit. You know, out west we put in two new districts, one up by McKenzie County and the other one that runs from east of Dickinson out to New Salem. So, and then we put a third new one out in the city of Fargo. So, and that seemed to have worked out very well, so.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned some of the areas where there's a lot of churn going on. There's a little bit of an uprising in southeast North Dakota in that whole Richland County area and the whole the two districts that had to be combined there. Whereas I understand some legislators have brought forward an alternative plan. Tell us a little bit about that, and does it make sense to go a different direction, or how you guys got there?
Yeah, and actually the plan came to us at the 11th hour on the last day that we met, and I know some representatives on the committee had reached out to those sitting legislators out in that area earlier, but again, I alluded to earlier, Richland County all by itself makes a perfect district, number-wise, everything else, and according to the Voters' Rights Act, that is what we need to do, that is what we did. And then really you start building the map out from there and going towards Williston and going from there. So that had an effect on District 26, had an effect on District 28 as you go west, some of the other districts as you go north. So it made perfect sense. It's easily defensible. It's not like the committee was targeting anybody. Again, they followed the numbers, and that number, I mean, Richland County, like I said, is 0.13%. That is as close to zero as we've gotten with any of the other districts.
So what legislators are affected adversely in that?
That would be 26 would be Representative Urtelt, Scra, and Senator Hykamp.
Okay. Also, another area that has a lot of attention is the whole tribal representation. There's been some discussion about having sub-districts. You guys actually moved in that direction. I mean, there is a whole debate about, you know, that the people in that district then have reduced representation because they only have one instead of two. But at the same time, you guys are under some obligation to recognize the tribes and making sure that they have appropriate representation. Talk a little bit about, because I was interested to find out, one, that you did it, because that is a departure with North Dakota's tradition and history. And so tell us why you did that, and then why you only did it for a couple of reservations.
Well, we had a lot of discussion on it. I know there's another interim committee that's also talking with the Indian Affairs and has been hearing, taking input. And quite frankly, Pat, we had to do it according to the Voters' Right Act. There is these guidelines that we had to adhere to that said if they meet these thresholds, you need to do that. And if we didn't do that, Pat, the state would be most likely sued by the Biden administration, by the Justice Department, and come out. So we had a lot of discussion on it. We took a vote. We first took the first vote. Should we do sub-districts or not? And that passed 10-6. So once that passed, then we all worked on which ones we were going to do from there and decided to do three affiliated tribes easily meets the requirements of the Voters' Right Act to do that, and along with Turtle Mountain. And that, as far as the other reservations, and I know they're not happy, but they're nowhere near what the guidelines are or what the thresholds are supposed to be.
Well, they don't have enough people
not even nearly enough people.
To be a sub-district. I mean, they'd have to have at least, about 7,000 people?
Somewhere in that area, because you're taking a sub-district has to be almost like 8,000 total, and then out of that 8,000, the majority or 51% has to be of that minority.
So we talk about these supersized rural districts. Why not do sub-districts there?
Well, we've never done that before in the past. I know there's been a lot of discussions. I think, Senator Holmberg's been on this committee forever. I want to say back in maybe the 80s or early 90s, there was some discussion about that, but didn't go anywhere. So, we just feel that, I think the committee, or at least I feel that our current system's working well right now with two representatives and a senator. The people are getting great representation. My issue with this is we didn't hear anything about this all of a sudden until July of this year. Right? And let's face it, some of the reservations 10, 15 years ago were represented by people on the other side of the aisle. Now they're represented, say, by Republicans, and all of a sudden now this is an issue. Right? And there's we try to say we keep politics out of it, but there's politics in this.
So I guess I come back to the question that if in these large districts, these geographically large, why you wouldn't do a sub-district. But that being said, at least you'll have some experience in sub-districts with what you're doing for the reservations. And in 10 years, I guess we can revisit that issue. We've got about a little less than a minute left. Talk a little bit here briefly about what's going to happen in the Fargo area and the Bismarck area. Oh, I take it back. What do you know?
Goes quick. About 20 seconds.
He'll never. Mike can't do anything in 20 seconds, trust me. Anyway, Mike, thanks for being with us. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Our guest has been Representative Mike Nathy. We're talking about redistricting in North Dakota. And hopefully, Mike will come back, and after you guys finish the work, do an update for us.
We'll do.
We'll be back with more after the break.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive crude oil spill off the coast of Southern California, believed to be at least 126,000 gallons, has reached the shores of Huntington Beach, damaging local wildlife and possibly closing miles of beach for months. The origin of the leak was a line break at the rig Ellie, owned by Houston, Texas-based Amplify Energy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, on Sunday said he hopes to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a reconciliation package in the next month, setting another target date of Halloween for Congress to approve two massive spending bills after a failed attempt last week. Afghanistan's capital could be plunged into darkness as winter sets in because the country's new Taliban rulers have not paid Central Asian electricity suppliers or resumed collecting money from consumers. Most of Afghanistan's electricity is imported from neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty, who's on a mission, as it sounded like when he was describing it at the start of the show. He's on a mission to Minnesota. I think he's out to save Minnesota from itself, and good for him. So
hope he makes it back.
Hey, we're gonna. Yeah, no kidding, man. That's a dangerous place for conservatives to be. I'm just telling you, right? Including me, by the way. I am a conservative. Helped elect a lot of conservatives over the years, and that's why I bring that up for one reason. I'm going to read this this text before we go into our Kristi Noem interview. It says, "Mr. Finken, it's folks like you that are the problem with today's gutless Republican Party. The only thing you're willing to fight is the party's conservative base. You've alienated people like me, blah, 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 okay, on and on. Did not do anything to address the massive voter fraud in 2020. You know what? I'm sorry, LRA, but the reality is I can't deal with fiction. This stuff didn't happen to the level that you're trying to say. It happens. There's no question of that. But not to the level where it threw this. And if we don't address what did happen and the threat to our democracy from these mass mailings of ballots, not just absentee ballots, if we don't address the real problems, plus also counter this move to socialism, if we continue to sit around and shoot at each other, we're going to lose this country. We got to get our head on straight to do that. So with that, I just wanted to respond to that one. You know what? Let's go to our interview. Scott had a great opportunity to sit down with Governor Kristi Noem out of South Dakota on Friday night. Just one of the great stars, shining stars of the Republican Party. And with that, let's go to Kristi.
In North Dakota is South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem. Hello.
It's wonderful to be here. We always love visiting our neighbors.
So fun. Last time I checked, you're running for governor, second term, to be governor. And it seems like everybody else thinks this is about 2024 or something. What a crazy time, right?
You know, it is crazy. And honestly, we are so focused in South Dakota on capitalizing where we are at today. You know, our economy is the fastest growing in the country. We're doing so well. We're making investments into our future and our kids. So, you know, that's a full-time job, and it's where I'm staying. So, you know, this politics has gotten to be a rough sport, and I think everybody's just counting their chickens before they're hatched.
I mean, it's hard to watch, honestly, from people that have seen your career, and I'm sure it's much harder to be in the middle of that swirl, but you, your family, your integrity, your reputation, all under attack. How are you holding up on
it? I think we're okay, but it's hard. It's really hard because we're normal people, and they have literally tried to destroy every member of my family. I've got my last one is my youngest son who left yesterday to go be a missionary, so maybe they want to go attack him for something, but it's literally they've gone after every single one and tried to not only disagree with us in our politics and how we govern, but also our family. And I think it's tragic. It's a sad thing to watch in America, where the media and the liberals will, and even some conservatives will, go after you because they see you as competition or detrimental to their power.
You know, so who do you blame? Who's this happening? What, you know, who's doing this?
You know, I don't spend very much time thinking about who's doing it. I know that it's people that are competitive with me. I think they think I have future plans, and I don't. So if that's the reason they're doing it, they should stop. They're wasting their time. But they also, I think, is coming from the liberal media that also think that I'm going to run for re-election and then run for something else. So I, you know, politics is about power. There's a lot of people in positions of power that shouldn't be. They're there for the wrong reason. We are in the people business. This is about making a better future and keeping our freedoms. So I made some different decisions last year, and that put a big target on my back. And I think that's why they're coming in so hard.
Let's talk about a few of those decisions, because honestly, that's the exciting stuff, really, when you talk about a recent example. I don't know if people follow this, but the critical race theory. Firewalls have to be erected against these standards because that's their way in. Explain what you've done in South Dakota that basically erects that firewall for now.
Well, I put executive orders in place that would ban critical race theory and the 1619 project in the state of South Dakota until we get into legislative session, and then we'll put forward a bill that will put it into statute as well. And then also, we're in the process of revising our social studies civic standards for our K-12 system as well. And the recommendations that we got from the proposed working group are not acceptable. So we're starting all over. I announced today that because that was not acceptable, what they presented to us, to go into public hearings, we're going to start over with a new group of individuals that want a true and honest and accurate history of South Dakota and the United States of America, and we'll go through the process again until we get it right.
And this is almost stealth-like, isn't it, and how they're trying to integrate this in. They don't just go in and have a school board meeting and say, let's put this in. They're trying to go through the back door, correct?
You know, it really is. It's you know, when each state goes through their standards, and this was still, we have plenty of time to continue to working on it, and that's what, as you get the proposed standards, you go through and look at it. You know, our Native American tribes had concerns with it, and I had a long meeting with them at the residence and talked to them about it. But we had a lot of conservatives that had problems with it. There was still a lot of references in there, and a consultant that was a part of it that has a background of pushing critical race theory. So, you know, it is a wonderful opportunity that we have to do this right. The standards we're living with today in South Dakota are from 2015. So it's time to redo them, but we're going to take our time and make sure we do it right.
Let's talk about the pro-life legislation that is making some inroads, an issue you and I both care very strongly about. And it just seems science has transformed this argument, which makes the heartbeat that much more relevant. Texas has weighed in on this. Mississippi is. What will South Dakota's role be on this front?
Well, we're looking at the Texas legislation to see if it's something we can get done in our state. I've had a meeting already for several hours with our pro-life organizations. We recognize that a lot of this victory to overturning Roe v. Wade is going to happen in the courts. And South Dakota has a case that's next in line after the Dodds case out of, I think, believe it's Missouri, is going to be the next court case that will be heard in front of the Supreme Court. So we want to make sure we don't hinder those pieces of legislation while still fighting for life and statute in the state of South Dakota. If you remember, we did 6 pro-life bills during our legislative session last year. One of them was protecting children with Down syndrome. But this Texas Heartbeat Bill has promise, and we want to make sure that it's constitutional and that we can put it in place and do so with agreement from our pro-life group.
I like that you did on telemedicine, too, because they're trying every front. Right?
You know, that's what's crazy is the left has always said that they wanted to have abortion be a decision between a woman and her doctor. And now what they're proposing is abortion can be between a woman and any stranger on the Internet. They're trying to make them available through a prescription drug that someone can Google and get a prescription, or call a telephone number and get a prescription that would help them abort their baby. The problem is you don't know who that individual is. It's 4 times more dangerous, and it still ends a life, an innocent life that deserves to be protected. So, you know, South Dakota's been very bold. I've said over and over I want to be the most pro-life governor there is, that South Dakota's ever had, and we're going to look for every opportunity to defend these poor little babies that don't have many people standing up for them except for those who truly recognize that their life begins at conception.
Protecting the integrity of athletes in sports and has been another issue that you've been in the middle of, and I think that issue, you and I have talked about this before, got a little bit misunderstood, but the premise that you're fighting for is that boys don't play girls' sports and have found a better way to do that. Give us an update, Greg.
Oh, absolutely. So I have executive orders in place that protect girls' sports in the K-12 level and then another one that protects college sports in the state of South Dakota. So that's in place and being enforced, and as soon as we go into session, I will draft bills that are much better drafted that will withstand a court challenge that will be put into place and in statute that will be a permanent protection. So, you know, I've been fighting this battle for years. I years ago fought to protect the state of rodeo so that they could continue to have girls' events and boys' events. We can't just pass bad bills that end up in court and get thrown out, which is why I put the executive orders in place, and then we'll get the bills done correctly here as soon as January starts.
I want to ask you lastly about the Biden assault on freedom. I mean, every day it's something new. I know on the front of the border situation, you've got your fellow governors on the Republican side saying, Biden, meet with us. I understand you might be going to the border to see this firsthand. Our audience says, you know, like he's going to listen to a letter. What good's that going to do? Take the penalty on, get to court. You said see in court. When's that going to happen?
Well, as soon as they put forward some regulations that we can actually use for language to go after and file in the suit. But as far as the border is concerned, I've already been there. If you remember, my National Guard was there for 60 days helping enforce our laws at the border. And they're going back now. Here, actually, we have the activation ceremony to send another 125 on Sunday. So South Dakota is very committed to securing this border. I'm doing my best to get there with the rest of the governors to continue to draw attention to this situation, but they are destroying our country. They are not enforcing that secure border, and a nation without a border, without laws, is no nation at all.
And again, I mean, they don't care, do they? They don't care, and this now becomes a state issue. I mean, I was at D.C. this week talking to border agents, angel moms, all these people, and basically the only front it looks like that has any chance of success is just state by state saying you can't do this to it. And the northern border, I mean, Mark Morgan, Tom Holman all told us, look, there are resources being peeled off from the northern border, the southern border, and then the fentanyl just pours in. So, I mean, we've got an all-out assault on our states, don't we?
Yeah, that's why we recognized that it was important for our National Guard to be there, was because we were dealing with the human trafficking and the drugs that were flowing into our state. So unfortunately, the illegals that were crossing, we had to turn over to Border Patrol right away, who turned them over to NGOs, who then flew them all over the country. And Scott, it's already over 1 million people that have been brought into this country and dispersed by those NGOs. So my theory is that all these NGOs are being reimbursed for those costs by the federal government as well. So it won't take them long to change their demographics in this country if we allow this to continue. And so that's why us Republican governors are really focusing on drawing attention to it. The one thing we feel like the Biden administration might listen to is their Democrat voters. And we're trying to make sure that those Democrat voters that voted for this administration recognize how quickly this country will change if this is allowed to continue. There's some in there that aren't okay, some that voted for Biden that aren't okay with this extremism that they've been watching them pursue.
And until you do that, will it be in the courts, on the mandates, on the...
You know, that's what we do every day. It's our only defense. I was on offense every day with President Trump, you know, doing incredible things to help families. Now, since Biden's been in there, all we do is be on defense to protect our freedoms in South Dakota. So, yeah, unfortunately, our best mechanism for that is through the court system. So, yeah, I've got more than my fair share of lawsuits against the federal government right now, and unfortunately, that's a cost, too.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And thank you very much. How refreshing is that to get an update from Governor Noem? She is such a rock star and so rock solid on the issues and the things that matter. And whatever she decides to do in the future, I just hope that she hangs around for a while, because it's always refreshing to have that kind of a mindset in it. So anyway, that is the close of the almost final segment of this show. We're going to come back after the break and talk a little bit about vaccines and share a couple of the texts that have been coming in since our first hour. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hannon. And we'll be back with more in just a few minutes.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation expert.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we are here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com. New Buicks and GMCs arriving, and great deals on service loaner Buick Encore GXs. And practically new 2021 Buick Encore GX preferred all-wheel drive 25120, where you can step up to the essence for just a little bit more than that. Find out more, shop, click, and drive. And by the way, that warranty is for a lifetime at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
But 10 before the hour, it's Pat Fink and in for Scott Hannon. What's in your mind?
Well, I've done as much damage as I can possibly do in 2 hours, so it's rapidly coming to a close. I appreciate the opportunity.
If you're asking for another hour to do more damage, the answer is no.
I'm pretty sure you won't see me for some time on this radio show or listen to me on some. Scott, I'll make sure of that. No, just kidding. It has been great to talk about the issues of the day, and of course, this is something near and dear. Those of the people that know me know that you know, I've been heavily involved in this kind of world for a very long time. I do want to get back to a couple of things in our waning minutes here. I thought I'd share a couple more texts just because it's only fair that we share some of these. One texter said, I can't believe we're saying we can't look back. And I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying look back. But at some point, we have to accept the reality of Joe Biden won the election, Donald Trump lost it, and then deal with the realities that we face. And that is to make sure that we have solid, secure voting in this country and push back against the assault that the Democrats are trying to use to take over elections and make it easier to elect people like them, right? That's going on. In fact, Measure 3 in the last election was going to do that here in North Dakota. We have to be vigilant about that, and one way you look at it is what they accomplished, but they're not done yet. That voting act in Congress is about making it, you know, having federal government take over elections and make it easier to elect more radical liberals like the people running D.C. right now. So I'm not saying don't look back. I'm just saying let's get past the reality that Donald Trump lost the election and move on to the things that make a difference, plus the other assaults on our very way of life here in America. Our way of life in America is under assault. Our government, style of government, what has made this country the envy of the world is under assault, that people want to make us more like Europe than like America. And how's that worked out for Europe so far? Not so great. Also, a comment, I also don't think we're that big of a snowflake that we are turned off by mean text. You know, one of the things I found, Todd, over the years is that people assume that everybody thinks like them. So if this texter is not turned off by mean text, probably true, but he doesn't represent everybody. And what we found, and even some of the Trump people that I know and have worked with over the years will tell you this, is that he lost ground, especially with women, and largely attributable not to policy, but to the kind of style of communication he deployed in that. And so while I understand this texter's that he's not turned off by that, certainly I wasn't. But if you look in the political realities, you can't lose a bunch of women and expect to...
He could have been more Reagan-esque, the way I put it.
That is a great way to put it. Another one refers to me as a rhino. I want to address that. That's one of my favorite ones, right? I've been helping elect conservatives to political office in North Dakota for the last 30 years, been involved in politics since I was 17. And I've helped elect a lot of conservatives.
Your age?
Yeah. Well, no.
What can you do at 17?
I did lawn signs. Okay. I passed out materials. I couldn't vote, but I could help, right? So I was engaged.
Right.
Kind of set the tone, right? Sure. So anyway, the point that I make is that I love it when these Johnny-come-latelys, these people who are recently woke to political realities, refer to
that word woke is gone.
But my point being is that I love these guys that refer to people like me and others who've been doing the good work and can remember back when this state was controlled by a bunch of, you know, liberal Democrats and we took it back for the good cause. I love when people like that refer to me as Rhino because they are really, as I like to say, they're people that act like they're the home run hero when really they were born on third base. So there's my rant on that part. You like that?
I've not heard that on the show before. You're the first. May be the last as well.
I got to do this text because, I mean, these texts are great. They're actually sometimes more fun than the calls. But here's one I like. Correct me if this is inappropriate for me to say, but I think the main reason why liberals are so afraid of Kristi Noem is that she has a larger pair than any liberal man living. I can't argue that point, right? I mean, that's absolutely...
I just get a kick out of how she had an affair. No, she did not.
Oh, yeah.
Stop that. Because that's all they can come up with.
Because their way to around this is to destroy people, right?
Right. How do you prove you didn't have an affair? How do you prove you did not do something?
Same way you prove that you didn't lose the election.
Right.
you're guilty until proven innocent. Applies to both cases here. I do want to touch on one other thing, and then we are going to do a promo just for our friend in the booth. We're going to do a promo on the New York trip. But I want to just touch on this. If the experimental gene therapy was a real vaccine, I don't think there'd be such reticence to getting the jab. Probably true. There is a real vaccine style out there in Johnson & Johnson, but maybe true. But I think part of what's going on here in the reason why people are pushing back against getting the vaccine is that we have so authoritarianly approached this. This whole government crackdown mentality where we closed businesses, we dictated to people whether they could be open or not. And there were winners and losers in that, right? Mom and pop shut down so big retailers could be open. I mean, the mandates are what did us in there. And it's also the mandates that we have to get shots. People are reasonable, and if they thought it was going to be right for the world, they would do it. But that's not what happened. We made it painful for them. So, anyway, thanks. There's the bumper music. Time
to
go.
New York City.
Have
Scott
a great day.
ScottHagenFlagFamily.com. ScottHagenFlagFamily.com. He's leading the expedition to New York City.
Hope they come back
up in December. ScottHagenFlagFamily.com. He'll get you that info.
Thanks. Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California. It's over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from L.A. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax, 9 p.m. Central. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services, too, like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading, folks. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.